Good morning, radio friends. You are tuned in to WRUV-FM Burlington. The time is 7 o'clock. It's Monday. It's foggy. Let's have some music together. I'm DJ Rest and Digest. I'll be with you for the next hour with some really mellow stuff. Before I kick it off with some new releases, a quick announcement for you this morning. As a music listener, your ears are your best friends. That's why it's always important to keep them protected. A recent report from the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders estimates that 50% of U.S. adults listen to music or other audio too loudly in their headphones, and that 40% are frequently around dangerously loud noises during events like concerts and sports games. Thankfully, significant hearing loss is preventable. Simple things like wearing earplugs when you know you'll be somewhere loud or turning down the volume on your headphones go a long way towards ensuring you'll have good hearing for the rest of your life. So when you're rocking out, be sure to protect your ears. This message was brought to you by your hearing conscious friends at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. And yes, you are tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Okay. If you're up and you're hearing me and you want to ring in, the number here at the station, 802-656-4399. Grab the morning beverage of your choice and let's get started with a new track from Night Drive titled I Want to Be Adored.
We'll be right back.
Tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington, coming to you live from the University of Vermont campus. Good morning, it's 7:16. You're hanging with me, DJ Rest and Digest. Happy Monday to you out there, listeners. It's a foggy one if you're here in Burlington or on campus. So bike safe, walk safe, drive safe, travel safe. We just listened to some new music, starting off the set this morning with new music. We ended this set with a song called Weeknights by Luco M. And before Luco, we heard the song Ablaze by Floating Points from the Cascade album. And we started off the set with the artist Night Drive and track I Want to Be Adored off the album of the same name. And in the middle, by The Voids, we had Spectral Analysis. I'm going to keep it rolling here this morning with some mellow music to ease you into your Monday. If you want to ring me up on the phone, 802-656-4399. I'm here till 8 o'clock hanging with you. Enjoy your Monday. Keep it locked in to 90.1 WRUV-FM. This is 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. The time is 7:28. You're hanging with me, DJ Rest and Digest, here on this Monday morning. If you're in Burlington like me, it's foggy out there. All right, we just finished listening to the song Ember by Colin Stetson from the release titled The Love It Took to Leave You. And before that, two from the Le Futur release by Jocelyn Bordat, the most recent titled Hyper Faux, and before that, Du XMA Contract. Pardon my very not grid French, but speaking of which, you can follow along with my playlist on Spinitron. It's on the WRUV website. And also at spinitron.com, if you just type that in and search WRUV, you can look up all the shows, current and past. And we kicked off this little mini set this morning with a track titled Ambit by Thomas Neisner. It's time for some news and weather this morning. Let's start with the weather. I already did say it's foggy. It's definitely foggy. Today's forecast brought to you by the Eye in the Sky at the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Today it's going to be dense fog burning off in mid to late morning. Sunshine mixed with some high clouds if you're south of Lake George and Route 4 in the White Mountains. And then otherwise, sunshine. Highs in the low to mid 70s, light winds becoming east to northeast up to 10 miles an hour. So looking pretty good weather-wise today. Beautiful day once the fog burns off. And some news. Two news stories for you this morning. The first news coming from the Associated Press, apnews.com. This is titled, Hezbollah's acting leader vows to fight on after Nasrallah's death. I'm going to read a couple lines. This is from a story this morning. Hezbollah's acting leader vowed Monday to continue battling Israel and said the militant group was prepared for a long fight even after much of its top command was wiped out, including its leader, Hassan Nasrallah. Israeli strikes have killed Nasrallah and six of his top commanders and officials in the last 10 days and have hit what the military says are thousands of militant targets across large parts of Lebanon. Over 1,000 people have been killed in Lebanon in the past 2 weeks. Nearly a quarter of them women and children, according to the health ministry. Early Monday, an airstrike hit a residential building, wiping out one apartment, damaging others, and killing three Palestinian militants in central Beirut. Despite the heavy blow Hezbollah has suffered in recent weeks, the acting leader Naim Qassem said in a televised statement that if Israel decides to launch a ground offensive, the group's fighters are ready. And a local news story for you coming to us this morning from Vermont Digger, vtdigger.org. This local news story is about education. It's titled, Most Area Colleges Didn't See Much Change in Enrollment Demographics a Year After Affirmative Action Ended. As higher education leaders wrestle with a ban on affirmative action in college admissions, preliminary enrollment data from at least one Vermont college shows a decrease in enrolled students of color. But with only a year of data to go on, experts are urging caution on drawing conclusions. So this is about Middlebury College, and let's see. The article here from Vermont Digger says, preliminary fall enrollment data provided to VT Digger shows Middlebury reported the lowest rate of first-year students of color in a decade. About 26% of the enrolled class of 2028 self-identified as students of color, compared to 37% for the class of 2027. Middlebury College President Lori Patton acknowledged the change in a recent piece on the college's website. Quote, While we are disappointed in the decline in enrolled students of color in Middlebury's entering class, we are not deterred in pursuing our educational mission. We know that diversity of perspectives and backgrounds drives excellence, she said. Quote, other colleges and universities are experiencing similar results, as this first year is a learning experience for all of us in higher education. So, read the full article about changing college demographic enrollment on vtdigger.org. Thanks for being locked in here this morning to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I'm hanging out with you, DJ Rest and Digest. That's me. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this morning. So if you want to call in and chat with me, 802. Oh, it looks like the phone's lighting up right now. That's so funny, but I'm on air, so I can't talk to you. But give me a call later. Call back 802-656-4399. I'm going to keep it rolling with some mellow Monday music for you. Keep it locked. This is 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. The time is 7:49. You're hanging with me this morning, DJ Rest and Digest. I'm here for about 10 more minutes. We just heard two from Byron Westbrook. That recent one, that big long noise, aptly titled Infinite Sustain. In the middle of that mini set, also by Byron Westbrook, Translucence 12. And we kicked off this little set with Part I, Alter, by John Hopkins from the Ritual release. I'm going to stop talking and jump right back in and maximize the music time for the next 10 minutes. And let's see. Let me look at my list here. We're going to jump in with something called The Universal End and close out the set that way. If you want to check out my whole set list, it's at spinatron.com. It's also been on the WRUV website, wruv.org. And as always, you can reach the DJ here at the station, 802-656-4399. Keep it locked today to your better alternative, 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You're tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Keep it locked.